Blog Talk Radio.
It's IWS Radio featuring Guy on Your Dick, Slaughterball Scott, Kirk Douglas, Bobby Kraft, Meditations by Martin, Reverend Moneymaker, Dixie Ozark, Paul Pyatt, and Stubby Stonehenge. Special guest star, Schmook, with musical guest, Mrs. Louise and the Iceman.
Better lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
And now, straight from the bar, your hosts, Matt Man and J-Man. Hola, and welcome to another exciting edition of I'm With Stupid, a.k.a. IWS Radio. This is the J-Man, coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. And lining up right next to me, a few hundred miles to my north-northeast, is the hottest tight end on BTR, Matt Man, bitches.
You listen to me, young woman. I'll touch you in any way or manner that my professional judgment indicates.
Cheers! I am much like Dr. McCoy.
Okay. That was different.
Uh-huh. Old Bones McCoy. Bones, Madman.
Oh, yeah. Old Bones.
Because as you know, Jay, today, not only are we kicking off the NFL and we have a crisis in Syria, today is Star Trek Day.
Mm-hmm.
September 8th, 1966, the first episode.
Captain's Log, 00001.
Exactly.
Yeah. Of the good Star Trek.
The only Star Trek.
Yeah, the only one that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Kirk, Mr. Sulu, and Spock.
Ooh,
and the guy in the red shirt who's gonna die.
Yeah, that's that the way it always went.
Yeah, the guy in the red shirt. Uh-oh, you're doomed. Doomed.
Always a new hand on deck.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I want to go on this mission. Okay.
But you're the cook. I don't care. I want to go.
Purple. I didn't even know we had purple shirts. I guess I know what your fate is.
Yep.
Then, of course, Lieutenant Uhura. Oh.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Yeah, baby. So.
And I'd like to fly around her galaxy.
Oh, my God.
I'd like to get sucked into her black hole. What?
Oh.
What?
What? That was good. Nice one, J-Man. Boy, we're on quite a roll. Took me surprise.
Well, that's our new thing. Here on IWS, is we get off to the fast start and then
hit
we just kind of
hit hard,
and then we kind of limp along later in the show, gasping and wheezing to the end.
Not today, though.
Nah, we're going all the way today.
We got too much to talk about.
Dude, but first,
yeah,
how's the Matt Man doing?
Well, Jay Man, I have a lot of emotions going through my
do
head.
Ya?
Yes.
Oh no.
Yeah. It was a crappy week at the beer mine. A lot of stupid people. One asked for strawberry milk.
Nope. Oh my.
Don't know where that came from. And then of course,
let's just go to this drive-thru liquor store and see if they got some strawberry milk.
I guess they mix it with Jaeger.
I guess.
And then the whole week started off bad Labor Day, which I wrote about on IWSradio.com. Some jerk came through. He's always been rude to me. He's only come through like twice in the last 2 weeks. Never seen him before. Well, he ordered a 12-pack of Miller Lite and a bag of ice. It came to $12.10. And he said, I only have $12. And I said, well, you got nothing. You won't front me 10 cents? No, because you're rude.
Did he send the ice back and keep his beer and pay for it, or did he just leave?
No, he said, I'll take my business elsewhere, and I said, good.
How to Win Friends and Influence Customers by Matt Mann.
Well, after 5 years and Drive-By Mikey there for 10, they kind of wear you down after a while, J-Man.
You can only take so much, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Back in the day in college when I was working at the pizza joint, and you know, people would call up and they'd ask what the specials were. You'd tell them, and then they'd go, well, hey, what do you all want? And I'd just say, oh, I'll call back later, and I'd hang up on them.
you know
what you want when you call. Come on, people.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I had a couple of these. You know, we only sell one type of cigar, or as the kids call them, blunts. We sell single grape swisher. So I had several people come through this week. Hey, what you got in the way of blunts? All we carry in that avenue is single grape swishers. And then, of course, they would have to say, you don't have Garcia Vegas, you don't have blueberry. No, we have single grape swishers, is what
about,
I said.
What
and
about
I
Dunhill?
Sounded
what
just
about
like
Cohiba?
James T. Kirk just then.
Yeah, you did. Well, you don't have Hemingway or Romeo and Julieta? You don't have any of that?
No. And one guy told me, well, you need to invest in blueberry cigarillos. Invest in blue, so we can make 8 cents off of every single blueberry cigarillo that you buy, and nothing else.
See, look,
of course, they never buy anything else.
Right, and you need to remind him that this is the beverage depot, not the cigar depot.
Damn right, and that's exactly how Mike sums it up. Drive by Mikey, the owner. We're in the beer business. Damn it.
Beer is where it's at.
That's where you make your money.
If you're not looking to get drunk, then don't come by.
Exactly. And I am just shocked at how poor all these dope smokers are.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, $1.05? Only got a dollar. Money for a bag.
Yeah. All right, looking good there, Matt. It went on from there, did it?
Oh my God, it got off. Well, I did have a highlight this week. You know, I got a lot of food sent to me by Drive By Mikey's wife.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, she thinks you need fed.
Yeah. So we don't know why she thinks I need fed, but it's to the point, Jay, where she's sending bowls of food to work with my name written on top of the Tupperware lid.
It's like she's sending you off to school in the morning. Here's your lunch, Mandy.
Or J-Man sending me a message.
That could be. She could be hungry in a different way.
Yes.
She could be hungry like the wolf.
Or in this case, this week, as hungry as a ham sandwich and soup beans.
Ooh. Mm. Ooh, soup beans. Hey, shout out to the folks in the chat room. Got a few guests lined up.
Yeah, we do. We got
hanging out
guests.
With us.
Yeah, and we got Sue and we got Jamie, of course.
Jamie. How you doing? Yeah. How you doing, Miss Jamie? Yeah. Jamie is going to, by the way, Matt, we set this up yesterday while you were busy doing other things. Jamie's going to Jamie is going to do a little Canada report for us.
That would be awesome.
Here in the very near future. Oh, God, I can't wait.
I know.
Because we need a Canadian correspondent.
She could just read the alphabet. Her voice is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I might just sit down there and read the Hamilton Daily Times to us.
Mm-hmm. Check the score on the Hamilton Ticats.
The Ticats were dominating last night, last I heard.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Looking good out there. Or Friday night, I guess.
Yeah.
Last night,
oh, I'll tell
Friday
you what, Jay,
night.
I forgot to tell you. You know, we mentioned this briefly before we went live. Big, exciting action here at the Bagwine Digs this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was, you know, I was sitting here in the chair at the computer with Paul Pyatt, and Schmoop got up, and, you know, the big living room window, one of them, mm-hmm. you know, we have like 12. It's so big.
Uh-huh.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. Schmoop walked behind me, and she was looking out the window, and I'll clean up what she actually said, but she said, looking across the driveway, "Is that chick throwing up?" And,
Oh, yeah.
So there was a younger guy and gal across the way. She was bent over. He was rubbing her back, and she was puking on the hostas. So.
Ew.
So judging by the color of what was coming out of her mouth, tomorrow we'll find out if reused wine is good for hostas. Because, you know, I'm a connoisseur of wine. And it looked like a rosé.
Oh, yes.
It looked like a rosé.
Well, you know, that's as Slider Boscock would say, that's pretty iconic because...
well, it's... Yeah.
Because Saturday morning...
Oh, boy.
Friday morning... Here at the Palatial Estates, the old upstairs neighbor was puking his guts out.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear him as I was doing my morning bedness. And he was directly above me.
Yeah, but was he doing it in his own abode?
But he had the class and the decency to stay inside.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. You know, take it inside. But then again, J-Man, as she was bent over, this chick had a pretty nice ass.
Well, there you go, see?
Well,
now, I wish you could have gotten a video of that. That would have.
I could have, but, you know, I was busy.
Yeah, oh, I know. Paul Pyatt was waiting on you.
He was.
And you don't make a man like Paul Pyatt wait around.
No. He speaks, I type for him.
That's right. He's a busy man. He has things to do, people to do, places to see.
So right. You know, those are the highlights. Well, I'll tell you what, back to the Little Debbie thing. Ooh, Little Debbie.
Ooh.
That's right by Mikey's wife. I think you came up with an appropriate nickname for her.
That is?
Which you can't remember. Side dish.
Side dish, yeah.
Yeah. Side dish, Debbie. Little dish on the side.
There you go. Everybody's got to have a little side dish.
You know, what really concerns me is I like to work with a person whose memory is better than mine.
That's a problem.
It's really
not
working at all.
Well, you know, the thing about it is I didn't say side dish. My fingers did. And my fingers
well,
just don't
okay.
have memory.
Well, there you go.
I typed it in on Twitter, and that was it.
Yeah.
And a shout out to our science advisor there in the chat room. Just came wandering in.
No, my God. Oh, I thought you were making. I was waiting for a name.
you thought maybe a scientist that we knew, like maybe Desert Rat.
I thought you, well, or Mike. I thought you were talking about Dour Mike for a minute.
Yeah, I was hoping Dour Mike would be here today, and we'll see. Maybe he'll show up a little bit later.
Yeah.
Wanted to ask him about a certain email he sent.
That was disturbing, if it's the same one I got.
Yeah, I know. It's a little uncalled for.
And a little uncomfortable. But I'll tell you what, that was my week in a nutshell. And how things going down yonder in God's country.
Oh, it is hot again down here, man. It's ridiculous. Well into the 90s. Humidity. Looking like it's going to be in the 90s most of the week. They say next weekend, you know, it'll start acting like, you know, more normal this time of year. But they're lying. They're lying.
Oh, I know. Oh, my God. Even it was 86 yesterday. Today's going to be a little cooler. But then Tuesday and Wednesday, 93 in Ohio and in September, for God's sakes.
Oh, now, hell, we're into the middle of September almost. That's crazy. Yep. So we got that. Went and got my hair cut this week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, good times. Good times. A little short girl cut it again.
Because usually when you get your hair cut, you have an interesting story to tell.
Well.
Oh, boy.
Not much happened this time. We just, you know, get in there and, you know, you got to sit and wait because they're slow. I don't know how they make any money as slow as they are down there. But anyway, sitting there waiting. Then Sonja hadn't had her lunch break, so she went on lunch, so I had to wait for her little sister. And but luckily they had Andy Griffith going on the TV, so I was entertained.
Oh. Were they black and white episodes?
Oh, the old black and white episodes. It was the one where Barney wanted to sing the solo at the big choir concert, and Gomer did, and not Gomer, but Jim Neighbors.
that's Gomer.
That's Gomer, right? Yeah. Anyway, he, you know, of course, he's got that beautiful voice. And then the other one was the Citizens Arrest. Citizens Arrest. One of my all-time favorites.
That was quite a fun day for you then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a big day. You know, they got a new girl down there. She's like 6 foot tall, blonde, long-legged girl. Seems like a nice girl. And she was cutting this guy's hair, and, man, took her forever to cut his hair. I mean, forever. Like a solid hour for one guy. And he got up, and his hair looked good. It looked good. And he paid her, gave her a little tip, and he turns around and starts to walk out, and he picks up his Arkansas hat and puts it right on top of his head, covering up his beautiful haircut.
That's kind of rude.
And, you know, I told her, I said, you know, I think I would take that personally.
In fact, that's a little passive-aggressive.
Just a little bit. And she goes, oh, these old boys around here just do that without thinking.
Was his name Dana?
No.
No?
No.
Kidding, of
course. I don't know what. So anyway, that was pretty much the excitement of the week right there, just sitting around. That, and, of course, then Friday night, the old Harrison Golden Goblins, local high school, lost to Nixon, Missouri in football. In football, 66-64.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, they don't even bother with defense anymore.
Yeah.
It's just everybody runs that hurry-up spread offense, and they chuck the ball all over the place. 10-minute quarters, 12-minute quarters, I guess. 66-64.
Wow.
Yep, had a 64-50 lead with 2.5 minutes to go and got beat.
Wow. No defense at all. It's kind of like Notre Dame and Arkansas. I should have gone down further if it's still on there.
Yeah, I thought Notre Dame had an elite defense.
Well, they were supposed to.
Yeah. Kind of an unfortunate situation for him last night. Although I guess I know now why they want to end that series with Michigan and, you know, replace them with Wake Forest or Duke.
Well, they want to become the Ohio State of Catholic institutions.
I guess so. Yeah, because, you know, that Michigan, they're just a little regional team. They're nobody important.
No.
Yeah, I think maybe Brian Kelly probably needs to have a little bit better team behind him when he wants to run his mouth. I'm just saying. A little advice for him.
Well, that's why I'm much less of a Notre Dame fan than I ever was, because I don't like him. And plus, yeah. I was on the decline since the Bob Davey years.
Nobody can put you on the decline faster than Bob Davey.
No, God, no.
But he loves football.
No,
that's,
I know,
football,
he does.
Right there. Football. Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to even mention the old Notre Dame Michigan game.
I don't even watch it.
Yeah.
I want them to win.
I'll
check on the score on the internet, but I don't watch him because I just don't like him. And plus, about six years ago, I got sick of yelling at the TV. It's better for my heart. I just get.
Yeah, well, and you look at it this way. I mean, the pressure's off Notre Dame now. I mean, they're not going to – they don't get go to the BCS championship game now. So, you know, and just go out there and have fun, guys, you know. Go out there and throw the ball 77 times against Purdue just for the fun of it. Does it matter?
See, I think they can win next week.
Who do they play next week?
Purdue.
No, well, yeah, they should beat Purdue. And then, of course, what, they can probably run the wishbone against Michigan State, maybe. That'd be good.
I would
do a different offense every week. The wing tee, the spread.
Mm-hmm.
And what did happen to that great spread offense Brian Kelly used to coach?
I don't know. Oh, they got trounced yesterday.
Oh, God, they did, yeah. Did you say, Cincinnati.
Big win for the Hogs yesterday.
Yeah, they eked one out over mighty Samford.
The Samford Cardinal. No, wait, that's not
Bulldogs.
It.
It's the Bulldogs.
I thought it was Stanford, J-Man.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, they got beat 70-0 by Stanford. God.
Whom Notre Dame plays this year.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I know, and they play BYU. Who destroyed Texas?
500.
And they play Oklahoma. And
the only thing that looks good on the horizon is Purdue and Southern Cal for them.
I know, that's about it. They got Navy.
There you go. Yeah.
Of course, Navy's always scrappy.
Scrappy, tough, disciplined.
Disciplined.
Yeah, the Hogs, they were okay. They're tootling along, and then they decided to fumble the ball deep on their own end three times. And that usually results in points given up, you know. But then Samford took the lead 21-17 midway through the third quarter, and from that moment on, Samford only ran six offensive plays. As the Hogs dominated up front. The power rushing game.
I'll tell you what, I was glad to see Georgia win. The Bulldogs.
That's a tough one. Georgia, South Carolina, not much to root for there.
No, there's not, but there's a guy who comes through the beer mine. Big Georgia fan. He came through for his last round about 10 till 9 and gave me $5.
There you go.
Because he was in a good mood.
Yeah, big Georgia win between the hedges. But yeah, usually any weekend that Steve Spurrier loses is a pretty good weekend. Especially if Florida also loses.
Oh,
and
let me tell you this. Now that you mention that.
Oh.
Yesterday was the first time since September of 1976 that Texas, Notre Dame, Florida, and USC lost on the same day.
Really? How about that? Matt, I mean, Man bringing the trivia.
I know. I just went Vin Scully on everyone. That's something only Vin Scully would know, J-Man.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's deep down there.
Yep.
And you know what? I was fine with all of them losing, as it turns out.
Well, that's a bit hurtful.
I'm especially fine with Southern Cal losing 10-7 and not even getting an offensive touchdown against Washington State.
That's sad.
Uh-huh. Normally, I would stay up and watch that late West Coast game, but I have a professional obligation here.
Exactly.
So I had to turn it off at halftime. Game tied at 7 and hit the hay so I could get up early this morning and shower and, you know, be ready to go.
Yep.
But I did have a great moment yesterday because, Florida should have beaten Miami. I think they turned the ball over 6 times and they turned it over 3 times deep inside the Miami 10-yard line and what have you. And late in the game, Florida was driving. They're down by 11. And so I decided it was time to jinx Florida by tweeting that I was going to laugh when Florida scored a TD, recovered the onside kick, and tied the game up. And somebody, University of Florida guy, goes, "Hey, what's with all the hate, man?" Or a University of Miami guy, "What's with all the hate, dude?" And then he was like, "Do you?" Okay. I said, "Oh, that was a jinx tweet." And then I said, "You're welcome." And he never did thank me. Rude bastard.
I can't see anyone who's dominant in college football this year.
No, it doesn't look that way.
In fact, J-Man, just like me, it's also a mystery to one James T. Kirk.
But it's a mystery, and I don't like mysteries. Give me a bellyache, and I got a beauty right now.
As we celebrate not only football, but Star Trek Day here.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, there was the absolute highlight of the entire day of college football was during halftime of Michigan-Notre Dame last night. Brent Musburger and Kirk Herbstreit had Eminem the studio with them, in the booth with them, and it started out with this classic moment right here.
So you have the single album coming out in November. What are you most excited about with this new album?
Nothing.
There you go. Nothing. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Detroit. Ann Arbor.
Yeah. And then, of course, they closed it out with good old Brent Musburger.
"One final question before you leave. Some of my friends in Montana wanted me to ask you, will the Lions cover 4.5 tomorrow against Minnesota?"
He's just looking for a little inside information.
I love Brent Musburger.
Well,
you know, it's funny. If you watch Game Day, ESPN Game Day, and you can't because you're at work. But anyway, they pick all these games, and then they pick the big game of the day, which was the Michigan-Notre Dame. And since Herbstreit was doing the game, the commentary on the game, he couldn't pick because, they wanted to look like they were being, honest and unbiased.
Right.
So he can't pick, but all throughout the game, Brent Musburger's, Monday Night Football, the Eagles against the Redskins. And then he says, "Take the over." And then the next game is the Texans at the Chargers, and he says, "Take the Texans." So he can give out gambling advice, but Kirk can't pick, who he thinks is going to win. I've always been a Brent Musburger fan, but the day he was arrested in Lincoln, Nebraska for having an open beer can in the back seat of a limo. That just that was it. I was like, yeah, way to go, Brent. Way to stick it to the man.
Just sending a message to those flashy Hollywood types.
That's right. Brazen lawlessness. In the back seat of a vehicle somebody else is driving. And a cop looks in and, hey, he's open beer can. Stop. You're under arrest. This is Nebraska. We don't engage in such activities here.
Oh, you don't?
Good, wholesome, decent Midwestern folk.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Would you like to double down on that, J-Man?
In Nebraska? Let me tell you, they stop at
yellow
lights.
Well, I was talking about Arkansas.
No, I was talking about Lincoln, Nebraska.
No. But are
you know,
kind
maybe
of the...
pay attention a little bit there, you know?
Well, yeah, but, you know. Yeah. I was talking first person. You are an Arkansan after all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or what do you call it? An Arkansas-er?
No, our Arkansas-ers.
Mm-hmm. Well, how come I read in the Little Rock paper, September 3rd, that the Little Rock School District had to adopt a new dress code for staff?
Were they dressing a little sexily?
Well, the new dress code, which after much uproar won't take place until next school year, they're asking that all teachers wear foundation garments. The Little Rock Times is reporting this, J-Man. Teachers have to wear bras and underwear now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Even the male teachers have to wear underwear?
Yep, and bras.
I would think.
And bras. They have to wear bras, too.
Yeah, because if I were teaching, you know, middle school, junior high, I would definitely be, you know, free-balling it out there.
I'm sure you would. And they had to make a regulation that no clothing with patches or slogans about alcohol, cigarettes, obscenities, and sexual references should be worn. Why do they have to do this in Little Rock, Arkansas?
You know, you would think that that would be the kind of thing that a teacher would know not to do.
Well,
without,
evidently,
without,
they have to pass out a little resolution.
I guess so.
Uh-huh. What are you teaching these people?
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad the Redneck School District didn't have that rule when Miss Mason was teaching. Cause
really?
It would have made her class far less enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She used to come in there, and she would sit down at her desk. She moved her desk over into the corner so everybody would be looking at her from an angle. And she
wanted to be trapped.
Yeah, I guess so. And she would sit there at her desk, and she'd put her feet up on the edge of her desk, and her dress would slide all the way up to her hips. Actually, she'd pull it up, but, you know.
This new dress code also says no flip-flops. So here you got female teachers in Little Rock, Arkansas, wearing shorts, halter tops, no bras, and flip-flops.
I guess so.
Boy.
I bet she has good attendance records in her class, though. You know, you got to get the kids into the classroom somehow, right?
So
does it specify that the undergarments, does it outlaw thongs?
No, it doesn't. As long as it's underwear and bras.
Okay. Well, because I'm wondering if maybe, you know, skinny jeans that, you know, the little low-rising skinny jeans and the whale tail thong above the jeans, that should be okay still, right?
As long as they wear pants over them, I would imagine it is.
I guess so. Huh?
Yeah.
Right. Well, maybe a little, you know, see-through blouse and a lace bra.
No.
I'd be okay with that, too.
No, because casual t-shirts, Jay, faded, sheer, out of shape, inappropriately sized, are not allowed.
Inappropriately.
Nor are backless or sheer dresses.
Wow.
I know. I don't know what you are teaching people down there. But.
They've taken all the fun out of school, let me tell you.
Evidently, up until this point, all the students down there were getting an A in lust.
Well, they still can through this school year, so.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still good right now.
All right. Well, you know, you got that going on in Little Rock, and then apparently last night down in Pine Bluff, the Pine Bluff Police Department SWAT team gunned down a 107-year-old man.
I saw that. I was going to bring that up, too. I don't know why, Jay, but I've been hooked on Arkansas news for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, it's always fascinating.
Well, he was a menace.
Well, apparently he had barricaded himself in a room in a house, and he had, I don't know exactly what he had done, but they maybe, you know, but apparently he took a shot at them, and well, they just unloaded on him right there.
They couldn't wait.
Oh yeah.
They wanted him to take a shot. They were begging him to take a shot.
That's almost as good. A few years ago in Little Rock, there was a guy that was holding some chick hostage, and the SWAT team kicked the door in, and I think they took like 211 shots and hit the guy like 77 times or whatever. And, of course, they hit the girl, the hostage, 16 times. What can you do?
I don't know.
We're good.
Well, it's good to see that law and order takes place down there.
That's right.
Just as it does up here in a little city just west of Springfield, New Carlisle, this past week, an 84-year-old man was picked up for DWI while he was riding home from the beer store with a 12-pack in his basket on his bike.
Welcome to the authoritarian states of America.
And, of course, the quote from the police department was, "We were just saving him from himself."
Of course. That's all. They're out there serving and protecting.
And the guy
old
said...
Old man, riding a bicycle.
The guy said, "You know, I'm blind. And the only reason you picked me up is because you saw the 12-pack. If I was driving a car, which I can't do, you wouldn't have picked me up because you couldn't have seen the 12-pack.
True. 12-pack of Pepsi, they let him go.
Yep.
It was the alcohol police.
Yes.
The morality police.
The morality police, that's right.
Speaking of blind people, Matt, I'm glad you brought that up. You know that effective this week, blind people in Iowa can get gun permits.
Oh, that's always helpful. Well, the Second Amendment doesn't discriminate.
Yeah, that ought to work out just great. I took a blind person to the gun shop and have him shoot at the target, you know. And then ask, "How'd you do?" And I'd be like, "Oh, dead center. Good job."
That's right.
You know, just to make them feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As long as they're law-abiding.
Right. Hey, blind people have constitutional rights, too.
Darn right they do.
All right. Oh, the Arkansas game last night, not available on television. It was
what?
A pay a pay-per-view game, and they thought that people would pay $50 to see that game.
Oh, God.
Luckily, this thing called the Internet exists. And, I found the game on the Internet. Was able to watch it there. But it was, oh, man. And I tell you what, it would have been worth it for $50 just to see the really highly professional announcing team that they had for the game. And the graphics, I mean, they were pure 1970s graphics. They were outstanding. And they had this chick on the sideline, because you have to have a female sideline reporter no matter what.
It's a prerequisite.
Yep, her name was Alyssa Orange. And she's doing her sideline report, reading straight from her notepad, not even looking at the camera. And she still messed up the names. And then she was talking about what a great time she had before the game with all the tailgaters out there. And she said, I was walking through and we saw food.
Oh, my God. Did she describe the food or anything?
No, just food. Kind of food. It was just food. Just food.
That's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, if she wants to be a sports reporter, Jay, you know who she should take a lesson from?
I would take a lesson from Slider Ballscock myself.
As we all should. So let's see what Slider has to say.
Let's do it.
Hi, sports fans. Slider Ballscock here, and I have but five words for you. Are you ready for some football? That's right, football fanatics and gridiron gung-hoers. There's a full chalkboard of NFL games teeing off today. And for all 28 teams with a so far perfect 0-0 record, hope springs eternal in the fall of their discontent. For those of you more astute lovers of the game, you are in the know that this past Thursday, two teams played the integral game of the 2013 season as Eli Manning led the unbridled Denver Broncos past Baltimore, dropping the Ravens, as Mattman says, to 0-1. I don't get it, but Mattman says it's funny, so laugh along with him. Excitement is in the air today as fans will root for their fave team in the form of going to the game, watching the game in a pub, or having their fellow friends and fans over to the house for some hot wings, cold beer, and big screen TV action. This season finds no definite nods-on favorite as to who will make it to the big game in February, but most football insiders and pigskin pundits are picking teams such as the San Fran 49ers, the Denver Broncos, the Seattle Seahawks, and Mike Brady's New England Patriots. Who does this guy think will meet in the Super Bowl when all is said and undone? Well, I'm a team player, and I play for the IWS radio team. So I'm picking J-Man and Mattman's favorite teams to square off in this year's Super Bowl. J-Man loves them Houston Titans, and with Matt Schwab, Aaron Faulkner, and a rootin' tootin' remember the Alamo defense, it's going to be hard to stop the mighty Titans from making it to the big dance. As for Mattman, he likes those Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals have a roaring defense, and with Andy Dalton, T.J. Green, and rookie running back Guy Avani Bernard, their offense is loaded for bear, which is iconic because the Bengals will play the Bears in Beantown today in their season opener. So there you have it, sports fans, and write it down. This year's Super Bowl will pit the Houston Titans against the Cincinnati Bengals. Have a great opening day, and may your favorite team win. This is Slider Ballscock, leaving it all on the field and heading for the showers. But for more IWS Radio with Jay and Matt, you stay right there.
Excellent.
Wow. That was outstanding, and the timing on the song was perfect, too.
And it's funny you mentioned that, J-Man. Once in a while, even with a cloud over my head, the madman gets lucky. Not very often.
It just all comes together.
In fact, I even turned to Shmoop and said, I can never get that lucky again. And she said, eh.
Yeah.
She just mainly gave me a look.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty impressive right there, man.
Yeah, that's right. Who day?
Yeah, whatever. Your stolen
chance.
You know,
I don't want to go through this. I don't want to relive this argument again.
Here we go again. Shout out to Susie Colbert. Man, does her hair look fantastic this week.
Does it really?
Oh, God. She's got the Farrah Fawcett hair going. You know, the long hair with feathered and... Beautiful, beautiful. I like
so what
it.
You're telling me is you're watching TV as we do the show.
It's on in the corner, and she and Susie.
You promised me you wouldn't
second.
Do this.
But I wanted to give a shout out to Susie. Her hair looked fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do, man? 14 minutes till kickoff, so everybody, you need to get those fantasy football teams lined up. Get them ready to go. I know some people out there are struggling, trying to decide: do I start Geno Smith or Ryan Tannehill today?
And as always, Jay, I saw someone tweet this because, you know, we don't do fantasy football anymore.
Yeah.
And I had him on my team several years, and he was always the bane of my existence. One of the banes. Roddy White is questionable.
Oh,
every
excellent.
Damn week.
Yep. Well, now that Brian Westbrook isn't in the league anymore, somebody has to be there.
Yeah, there's another good one. That's right.
Oh, God. That guy, man. He still pisses me off all these years later. I don't even know if he's going to be able to go. It, you know, doesn't look good. He'd go out there and rush for
300 yards.
Yeah. And then it's like Brian Westbrook is finally healthy. First play. Oh, twisted ankle. He's done.
It's so nice not doing that anymore, isn't it?
It is nice. But I did see on the active-inactive list, they said that that Jets backup quarterback Mark Sanchez has a torn labia. Labrum, sorry.
Oh, my God. Boy, you're really on it today, aren't you?
Kind of. I'm kind of hit and miss.
Well, I'll tell you what, if there are any football fans listening now, they could always call in, Jay, on the Big Dick Hotline at 661-244-9852.
And, Rat, call us up, 11 minutes. Call us up, ask us who to start in your fantasy football league. We're experts on this. We're both past champions.
Damn right.
Of various leagues. So
I'm looking at my trophy from 2011 right now.
There you go.
Kindly given to me by one J-Man.
Uh-huh. Pretty nice of him.
Yeah.
I didn't even give myself a trophy when I won the league the previous year. I didn't get
a
trophy when...
I'm sure you celebrated somehow.
Well, yeah, a little bit. I didn't get a trophy when I won the... Annie and Burl League, either.
That's sad.
I don't know. And I didn't get a trophy when I won the Annie and Burl Baseball Fantasy League. And there's something I will never, ever do again. Fantasy baseball, screw that, man.
I did that for like 2 weeks one time, and I went, what the fuck? This is so much work. Every day.
Oh, my God. Yes. That is way too much of an investment in a game that I don't give a crap about.
Oh, my God. It's painful.
The only thing I knew to do is early on, I traded away my the players that I had on my team that were Cardinals because that wasn't going to work. Because I knew as long as they were on my team, they were going to be awful. And so I traded away Matt Holliday and another guy, and as soon as I traded them, they started playing well. So that worked. But, oh, God, every day you had to check the pitchers who started.
I know.
Oh, God.
I was 2 weeks in 1 year, and then I finally said,
oh, my God, who the hell cares?
Thanks, BTR.
Oh, hey, let's check it. Let's check real quick and see how Kanye West feels about us this week.
Okay. IWS Radio
doesn't care about black people.
Damn,
see,
man.
That's not true.
Yeah, it's not fair at all. I have several black friends on Twitter. But let's
see
what
personal.
If I had
a fantasy football team, most of my team would be black. So how can
probably
you even
except
say that?
Except for the quarterback, damn
right. The quarterback,
right.
You got to have a smart guy.
You got to have football intelligence.
Yeah, I don't want an athletic
game.
Quarterback. I want a field general.
That's right.
A scrappy, hardworking guy.
The guy who'll be in that film room studying the other team's tendencies.
That's right.
Who can read the defense. Let's see what does President Obama think about Kanye talking about us like that.
He's a jackass.
Oh, there we go. I had completely forgotten about Obama calling Kanye West a jackass, and my BFF, the lovely, the talented Miss Warrior Cat, reminded me of it.
Yeah.
Oh, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Warrior Cat. Oh yeah.
You're going to be all right.
I just needed a moment. I'm okay now.
You sure?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay.
You know what? You know who's a big football fan? And had an illustrious high school football career.
Who's that?
Our very own Mr. Bobby Kraft.
Really?
Absolutely. Check out his football story. Oh, that's
all
good
right.
Stuff.
Hey everybody, Bobby Kraft here for IWS Radio. You know, I played a very important position for my high school football team. Oh yeah, it's true. I was a team manager who was responsible for doing the laundry. It's way more important than you might think. Laundry's pretty tricky. It was never my dream to be the team manager for laundry. I was perfectly happy being the assistant to the team manager for laundry behind Brett McVee. But Brett got booted off the team, and I got promoted. I don't know exactly what Brett did during the preseason, but somehow our royal blue home uniforms became powder blue. Man, Coach Tice was pissed. I thought they were kind of pretty myself. Anyway, Coach kicked Brett off the team, and then he promoted me. I'll never forget that speech he gave me and the two other assistants. He said, "Men, laundry isn't just a menial task done by nerds. It's a very important menial task. Our colors are royal blue and gold, and they need to stay that way. And when we go on the road, our white uniforms should be beautiful and free of all stains. Always remember, colors in cold, whites in hot, and no bleach in the jock straps. You don't want our guys itching out there, do you?" Well, I certainly didn't want them to itch like that. I know from personal experience how distracting itching down there can be. I tell you guys, when our team took the field for that last home game of the season, and those uniforms were all beautiful, dark, royal blue, it was the proudest moment of my life. And to see my mama giving my laundry skills a standing ovation. And you know what? I think I saw Daddy shed a tear or two. It dang near made me lose it myself. Man, high school football is such a rewarding experience. You learn all kinds of life skills from it. To this day, my laundry is always impeccable.
I have the whitest tidy whities of anyone. Well, for IWS Radio, this has been Bobby Kraft, as always, bringing the cheese.
You're listening to the number one comedy show on BTR, IWS Radio.
Behind every athlete is a great suit washer.
Damn right.
Oh my God.
And that bumper music needs more cowbell.
Yes, it does. And about 3 more seconds.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Well, it faded out, you know. It's kind of professional.
Well, you know what I say, you know, based on his high school experience, you know what I say to Bobby Kraft, J-Man?
What's that? What's that?
Live long and prosper.
That's what I say.
And Bobby intends to live long and prosper.
That's good.
In his own little world there.
And I'll tell you what, Jay, you know, as I said, today is Star Trek Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else today is?
What's that?
International Literacy Day.
Everywhere
which has nothing to do with us or our audience, but you know, we should celebrate it nonetheless because mm-hmm. we're diverse like that.
All right. Well, we like literacy.
Yeah. We would like to be literate.
Right. Just like George W. Bush, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is our children learning?
Yeah, as he said, you teach a child to read and hear her. We'll be able to pass a literacy test.
That's right. Well, you know, you know, you teach a child to read, and they become interested in the arts, just like W, and you know, become a painter.
Become a painter, that's
artist. Yeah. And hey. Our favorite Canadian
is
in
now.
The queue.
Yeah.
So I think we should play the Jamie tribute and then pick that line up.
Oh, God, I'd love to play that again. If I could find it.
I've
Holy
got
cow.
It. I'll play it.
Thank
got
you.
It.
289. You're with Stupid, and you are
hi, guys.
Jamie.
I wake up to my cats judging me. They stare blankly as if to say, is this what you had in mind for your life? If it is, you may want to consider sleeping pills or a tall bridge, because in our view, you're pathetic. Or they're hungry. And I waited gluttonously for Christ or some savior, other than cheap wine and chocolate. Turns out he's in a restroom off Highway 5, pulling splinters out of his hand so he can masturbate before his cheeseburger arrives.
Meet Jamie.
Yes.
Jamie is our favorite Canadian.
There, now you're fucked. I'm in good company when I'm with Stupid.
And we're in great company.
Hi,
yes, we are.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
hi,
Jamie.
I'm calling in because I need help picking a football team to follow this year.
Oh, boy.
I need your input.
Now, do you want a winner or an underdog? Or what do you want?
Well, I'll tell you something that usually influences my picks
is my favorite colors are purple and green. So previously I have followed the Eagles, and
yeah.
I am considering following the Ravens this year since they won last year and everything.
No,
I don't want
no.
to be a bandwagoner.
No.
So what do you guys think? How should I, what should I do?
You need something on your border.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, it can't be Buffalo. I'm not a fan of Buffalo.
No one is. Not even here in the States. People in Buffalo are not fans of Buffalo.
Oh, yes, they are. They love Buffalo.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. There's there's the Seattle Seahawks. They're close.
That's what I was going to say, J-Man.
And,
really?
And they're a cool team. They got a cool coach and a super awesome quarterback that everybody loves.
Who's the quarterback?
Russell Wilson.
Oh, okay.
And let's see. They have a nice color scheme, the dark blue and...
Yeah, I'm open to a new color scheme for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but they got that.
When you go by color scheme, it's limiting.
Yeah, they have the dark blue and green. They have some
green
in there.
Yeah, they got a touch of green in there.
Yeah, and they've got players that wear green shoes, and that's pretty cool.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they have a Notre Dame player.
Yeah, Golden Tate.
What are you guys following?
Golden Tate.
Sorry. You know, my phone line's clicking like crazy. That's why I keep hanging up and calling back, because it's driving me nuts. Anyway,
NSA because you're calling
it
me.
It probably is.
Do you think
so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're on their list. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys are? Canadian and all that?
Mm-hmm.
And we're a threat to national security.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think
but
that calling the Siri... I think that call in the Syrian embassy last week really did it.
Oh, geez. I remember that, yeah. I can't believe you can't leave a message there.
I know. That was rude.
Yeah, I kind of can, actually. Yeah, I can kind of see their thought process behind that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so back to our topic, or your topic, I mean. So which teams are you guys following? I didn't hear.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, okay.
And I am a Texans and Saints fan.
Oh, wow. The Bengals? Wow. Mm-hmm. My nephew follows the Cleveland Browns.
There you go. That's a sad existence right there.
That is.
Yeah. And my honey Tim is following the Denver Broncos.
Well, there you go.
Last year, we kind of followed the Colts together. Because he lives in Kentucky, so they're close or whatever. But he said they traded everybody, so he doesn't want to stick with them this year.
Yeah.
He's jumping
Understandable.
All over the place. Yeah. So who am I following? The Seattle Seahawks?
I think you should.
I think that's the team to go for.
I like the idea of them being blue and green, too.
Yeah. And they're on your border. Just
yeah.
a stone's throw away from Vancouver.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Seattle, you know, a funky little town.
Yeah.
And they got that, you know, every time Seattle plays on TV, they got to do a live shot from the fish market where they're tossing the fish around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder if I'll get
to
see any of the games, you know.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, I'll have to
check it out. Here in the greater Redneckville area, we're getting the Saints against the Falcons.
That's a good game.
And we're getting the Bears and the Bengals from Beantown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
and we're getting the stinker of the morning, Kansas City versus Jacksonville. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that game's going to draw a crowd of dozens.
You know which game that we have on, of course, Buffalo and whoever they're playing.
Buffalo and New England, huh?
Is it New England?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know if there's any other games because I get some U.S. channels, or well, I get a lot of U.S. channels, but West Coast channels sometimes show different teams. So
yeah.
I'll have to check
Yeah, you guys have that funky cable thing where you can pick up the West Coast feed if you'd rather or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
right?
So whereas, we have that. They call it time shifting too or whatever. So if we don't get tape a show at like say 8 o'clock, we can tape it at 11 or record it or whatever.
Huh.
It comes in handy for, you know, when you have multiple shows that you want to tape.
Down here in the U.S.,
uh-huh.
We get what we get and we like it. That's the way it is.
Whether we like it or not.
That's right. We will watch the games the NFL says we'll watch.
Uh-huh. It's like cream corn.
Well, we can pay.
You'll eat it or you won't.
Oh, I hate cream corn. Hey, I have a question for Bobby Kraft. I was wondering if you could pass along or find out. I'm wondering how he gets grass stains out of the uniforms.
All right, I'll check with him, but I think he probably uses shout, bleach, and hot water.
Oh, wow. He's hardcore.
Oh, yeah, he gets after it. He probably goes down there to the banks of Crooked Creek and beats it out with a rock and a washboard, you know, and then hangs them up outside for that, you know, that fall fresh smell.
Yeah, he's a dedicated servant to his team.
Oh, yeah?
Then again, Jay, maybe he has this skill.
I've got some stuff that would tranquilize an active volcano.
I wondered what that sound was when I thought it.
Do you have to label them? Like, you know, your sounds or your files?
Well, it helps.
Yeah, it does help.
Yeah, that was
not always, but sometimes it helps.
Yeah, I found that if I don't label them, I forget what they were talking about sometimes.
Exactly. I'm sorry, that was a dumb question.
No.
No,
but I didn't know if they were just numbers and you had like a file or something. And
yeah. Now, there are some hosts who could just put, you know, Bobby as the sound file, and they will remember that it's Bobby Kraft talking about football, but not me.
All right,
so definitely the Seattle Seahawks. That's the team.
That's a nice fit.
Yeah, I think that works out. And they are currently in Charlotte playing the Charlotte Panthers. Shout out to Doc Knowles and his son Patrick. They're there at the game.
Oh, cool. Well, should I let you go and get back to the show and I'll listen in? Thanks for your help in picking a new team.
All right, then. Go Seahawks.
Go Seahawks. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, she hung up.
You mean all the way?
Yeah. I was just going to put her on hold. We have that capability here.
I know.
And what's better about that is BTR let us know when we signed on that all systems were working properly. So
yeah, that was nice of you.
Got that going for us too. You know who else is a big football fan?
Who's that?
Martin.
Really?
Yep.
I don't see that out of them, but.
Yeah, well, he's worked up a good football meditation for everybody out there.
Excellent.
Hello, friends. This is Martin from Martin's Mufflers and Meditation Emporium here on the bypass in Redneckville, Arkansas. Today, we're celebrating football season with a very special meditation. Let's all get our pants off. And feel free to get completely naked if you prefer. As usual, instead of going to your happy place, I like to take everyone to my happy place. It's game day, and your team is looking good this season. There's lots of excitement in the air, and there's lots of hope for a big win today. We're all hanging out with our friends around the grill with other tailgaters. We've got brats and burgers cooking away and a keg of Old Milwaukee on the back of the truck.
people are all wandering around, checking out each other's tailgating, sharing food and beer, and just having a great time. Except for the vegetarians, of course. They're all tailgating over in the corner by themselves, far away from everybody else, by their choice. Now that our tummies are full and we've got a nice buzz going, it's time to head into the stadium. Make sure you've got your flasks full and you've hidden them down in your boots so you'll have a little something to chase that $9 Coca-Cola with. We get to our seats and getting all settled in, and excitement continues to build as we look around the stadium and we're ready for a great game. It should be a great battle today. And then suddenly we realize something else great has happened. We're all sitting right in front of the cheerleaders. Now this is the way football is meant to be enjoyed. Let's all kick back and have a great time. Wasn't that fun, y'all? Football, food, beer, and cheerleaders. What a special time of year this is. Now let's take that warm feeling of excitement and togetherness we get from football, and let's apply it to all aspects of our lives. For IWS Radio, this has been Meditations with Martin. Let's all be wonderful to one another.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com.
That was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, nice and
good.
Relaxing.
Yeah.
Sitting there in the stadium right in front of the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Getting to watch the show and the game. You know, speaking of beautiful and talented and wonderful people, we need to give a shout out to Tess, who was here last week from Topless Equality.
Awesome.
Did fantastic. Woke up at 6:30 in the morning.
There you go, a real trooper.
Yep, came on the show and was outstanding. And we need to do that more often, you know.
What,
topless chicks on the show.
Like, have guests?
Yeah, that's a crazy idea. We might work
on
that.
I know. It'd be nice. Someone like to
yeah,
come
maybe,
on and talk.
Maybe get a Slider Balls cock to come on the show sometime.
That'd be cool.
Oh, my, Mike. And talk about who he thinks is going to win the Airsman.
Well, maybe we will, but first, J-Man, we're going to call the front office of the Seattle Seahawks in honor of Jamie.
Thank you for calling the Seattle Seahawks ticket office. Our office is currently closed. Normal office hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday. To join our Blue Pride waiting list, please visit Seahawks.com. The 2013 schedule has been released, but single game tickets won't go on sale until late summer. We'll post sales information to Seahawks.com once available.
Summer.
For any other service-related matters, please leave a message and include your account number, the spelling of your name, and your phone number, and a customer service representative will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you for calling, and go Hawks!
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
This is Matt Mann with IWS Radio, and I just want you to win the Super Bowl this year for Jamie, because she is your newest fan. So if you could do that for her, that'd be great. Thanks.
To send.
There you go.
Well done. You think they'd have somebody there on a Sunday, though? I mean, that's hello. The NFL is open for business on Sundays.
Maybe if it was a home game.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, Jamie, they know that you are now a Seahawks fan.
Yep.
And hopefully they respond accordingly. And we have a few more guests have wandered into the room, so.
I see that.
hello to them. Thanks for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
And the games have kicked off. It's currently 0-0-0-0-0-0-0. Oh, the Seahawks just scored and took a 7-0 lead on the Panthers.
How about that? See, Jamie?
There you go, Jamie. Woo! So, you know, does this mean that Jamie is going to go online and buy a Seahawks cheerleader uniform?
With any luck, I hope so.
Oh, I would think that'd be the thing to do now, right?
That's what I
would do. I mean, that's what I would do if I were her, you know.
Right.
Saying. No pressure or anything, but. Yeah. You know, I got a problem with the NFL and the way they schedule their games.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not happy with this. 10 games all kicking off at 1 p.m. Eastern, and then 2 games at 3:25 or 4:25 Eastern this afternoon. And, you know, that Packers 49ers game looks like a great game, but, oh, we get the Rams against the Cardinals.
Oh, my God, I am so sorry.
You've got to be kidding me. Who at the NFL said, you know what, let's put that Rams-Cardinal games on because, man, people in Missouri, Arkansas, and Arizona really want to see that game. And people in Phoenix and St. Louis don't even want to see that game.
I think that's a slap to your area of the country because what they're really saying is these people don't even know. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, those people, they think that Rams Cardinals is quality football.
Yeah. Because they're near St. Louis. Ugh.
That's just ridiculous, man. I'll show them, though. I will go on the internet and I'll find that Green Bay San Francisco game and I'll watch it. You can't beat me.
And then, Jay, you will have to complain about people going onto the internet and watching football games free that they shouldn't be allowed to, like
now,
someone we know.
Who do we know?
You don't remember. You made the big stink about it with Dana.
Well, I was probably just being a smartass.
Okay. Well, that
you know, you're going to have to stop remembering obscure little things that happened a long time ago.
I can't help it. I can't remember what happened 2 minutes ago, but I remember that one.
Yeah. But no, it's not, I mean, look, it's the NFL's fault that people have to go online and find the game that way. If the NFL would schedule their games the way they, you know, normal leagues would, this wouldn't be a problem. The NFL games should be just like college football. They should be on NBC, ABC, Fox, CBS, ESPN 1 and 2, Fox Sports 1. They should start at noon, 1, 1:30, whatever, local time, you know.
I don't disagree.
And you should be able to flip through the channels and find the game you want.
Why are you
And then you'd have, well, Matt, I mean, so I got to yell at somebody.
I'm not Roger Goodell.
God, that asshole.
And I'm sure as hell not Jane Skinner.
Hey, how you doing?
Boy, that lower lip on Roger Goodell's wife is just, God. It's an apricot. That's what it is.
An apricot?
Mm-hmm. And it needs to be plucked and bitten.
Let me tell you something. It's interesting that you would bring up the sensuousness of food.
Really?
Because our sensuous correspondent, Mr. Drew Peacock, is talking about just that subject this week.
Really?
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, yeah, baby. Drew Peacock here for IWS Radio. Yeah. Did you guys know that food can be as sensuous as anything? Oh, yeah, baby. How about some bacon and eggs. Oh, fry up that bacon on the stove and get it extra crispy. And then place it on a paper towel and let some of that hot, sexy grease slowly drip off the tip. Oh, yeah. Then throw a little butter in the pan with that grease and crack open a couple of large grade A eggs and fry those babies sunny side up. Be sure to take your spatula and flick some grease on top of the eggs, but don't overcook them, baby. You want those eggs to be runny. Oh, yeah. And then take your biscuits and slather it in butter and sop up that runny egg yolk off the plate. Oh, yeah, baby. I like it that way. It tastes so good. What an amazing experience that is. Come on over for some home cooking, baby, because my bacon and eggs will satisfy your every need. Oh, yeah. For IWS Radio, this has been Drew Peacock exploring the sensual side of life.
You're listening to IWS Radio.
You know, between Drew Peacock, Jane Skinner's apricot lip, and Jamie wearing nothing but a Seattle Seahawks jersey, you know what I'm feeling, J-Man?
What are you feeling? Uh-huh. And when I think of those bacon and eggs, I think,
get in my belly!
And I tell you what, Jamie's in the queue again. Jamie needs to talk to us again.
Oh, my God, this is excellent.
Outstanding.
Hello, Jamie. Hey?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to let you know that I just ordered my cheerleader outfit.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yes.
But
also,
I was very excited to find out that I have the Seattle game. I'm one of the West Coast channels, so I'm watching. But the weird thing is, you said they scored, but they haven't scored on my game.
Oh.
Isn't
was
that
the Patriots that scored? Or was that the Panthers that scored?
No, nobody has.
Oh.
I don't know. Am I in a time warp, or?
I don't know.
Well, maybe there was a review or something.
I don't know.
It got taken off
What's
the board.
That?
No, I'm sorry about that.
Way
well,
to
that's
go,
okay,
Jay.
But I was
Man,
really excited.
I know. I disappointed Slider Ballscock by giving an incorrect score.
I was so pleased, Matt, that you called the office for me to let them know that I'm their newest fan. Thank you for that.
Well, we're here to help.
Yeah, so I'm hoping maybe they'll be in touch with you and maybe get me some Super Bowl tickets if they make it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you
awesome.
Know
them.
Yeah, and they should.
And I'll take you guys with me. For sure.
Nice.
That's nice.
Well, they should hook you up with some pretty awesome Seattle gear, if nothing else.
I would
think
so. You know, I'm a fan and all.
Send you a Russell Wilson jersey, maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be
maybe
all right.
A helmet.
Oh, I'd like a helmet.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would fit my head, but.
Well, maybe they can send you one of those helmet lamps.
Oh, cool. I would like a bobblehead, too.
There you go.
All right.
And maybe, you know, back in the day when I was a kid, Dairy Queen had NFL helmet.
Yeah.
Hot fudge sundaes.
You know what? My son collected those. NFL helmets.
Wow, that was good stuff. Go down there and get you a little sundae and a Dallas Cowboys helmet.
Yep. That was cool. They didn't do that for the CFL, but they sure did it for the NFL.
Well, the NFL has a much better marketing department than the CFL.
They sure
does.
Do. Anyways, if you don't mind, would you put me back on hold and I'll listen in? Because I don't want to listen to myself when I listen to the archives. Too much now. I've already called in. Or it's too late now. I've already called in twice.
That's always
Anyways,
fine.
I'm enjoying the show, so I had to hang up before, but I shouldn't have. Like, you could have just put me back. Well,
that's okay.
Anyways, I'm babbling. Okay. Sorry about that. So I'll be listening.
All right, Jamie.
Thank
you. All right.
Well.
There we go. All right. Ordered her Seattle cheerleader outfit. Man. She puts that on, the boys will be going,
Shazam!
That'll bring the boys to the stadium right there.
Yes, they will.
And then when they get there, you know what the boys will be saying, J-Man?
What's that?
Surprise! Surprise! Surprise!
That's what they'll be saying.
Hey, is that or?
It is. So freaking hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, J-Man, speaking of which.
Yeah.
We haven't done this in a while.
Let's
and
do
she's
it.
Got a couple, she has a couple issues going on.
Okay, then.
So maybe it's time for...
Break with Shmoop.
Hola, Shmoopalicious.
Hello, Jason. And how are you this fine day?
Wonderful.
Good.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Just good.
Yeah, just good.
Okay.
Well,
what's happening?
I got a call yesterday from my boss. Which, you know, has Alzheimer's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he said that he basically wanted to lay us off for a couple days.
What's up with that?
I really don't know. I'm only working 25 as it is.
Huh. God.
Yeah. He said, meet me halfway. I said, I'll see you Wednesday.
Well, what's the issue here? What's the reasoning behind this?
Well, we have no money and we have no orders.
That's a problem?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, do they have no... They can't make payroll or they're just too stupid to figure out how to make it work? Have they confused themselves?
Yes.
Well,
so Monday and Tuesday I have off, but you know I'll get paid for it because he has Alzheimer's. Dude, come on! I take advantage of this shit.
Let me tell you, if he had, you know, normal cognitive abilities, he would take advantage of you, but.
Exactly. Well, he does anyway, so.
Yeah.
You know, I have to find his keys and stuff, but. Oh, and little Miss Debbie, Mike's wife, drive-by Mikey, by the way.
Side dish?
Yes, side dish. is cooking for Matt. I mean, puts.
Yeah.
His name's on dishes and stuff like that.
I know. That's a little weird, isn't it?
Well, dude, I cook every freaking Saturday. I make food every Saturday.
Yeah? So what else does she expect from you?
I don't know. I made something yesterday called, my mom always called it slumgullion. It's actually goulash.
Oh,
and all it is
okay.
is hamburger, peppers and onions, tomato juice, tomatoes. That's all it is.
Yeah, sounds good.
And a nice loaf of bread. But no. Debbie makes the food.
Well, I tell you what, maybe you should put some of that in a little Tupperware dish and put Mikey's name on it and send it to work with Matt.
Well, if I like Mike, I think I would. Well, I got another good one for you.
Oh, okay.
I took Friday off to take my old blind brother to get his eyes fixed.
Yeah.
I figured, okay, well, they're going to dilate his eyes and they're going to do whatever they're going to do. I go pull up to pick him up, and he said, they only did one eye, and they didn't dilate it, and I have to drive because you can't. He hates the way I drive.
How do you drive?
Fast. Have a lead foot.
It kind of scares him, does it?
Yes, it does.
When you're drifting around the corners.
Oh, yeah. Do it at 30. When it should be, 12.
Yeah.
So, when he goes to get the other eye done next week, I don't have to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, that works out all right for you then.
Yeah, if I'm working that day.
Yeah. Who knows? This might be it. It might be time to shut her down.
Yeah, it is. Hang on, hon.
No, okay.
She's always so succinct on her endings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she's done, she's done. That's
she's
just
done.
The way it is.
Yeah.
When she's done, she says, "Get off me." Done.
Oh God. That sounds so real.
Well, one of the big bonuses of not getting that San Francisco Green Bay game this afternoon is that I avoid Joe Buck. How about
that?
Well,
there you go.
Yep, got to look on the bright side of things.
There's a silver lining in every cloud, and that's right there.
Yep, get to avoid Joe Buck. If I had the sound up right now, I'd probably be listening to Greg Gumbel and Dan Dierdorf.
Oh, God. Dierdorf is awful.
He is the worst.
He's the Joe Morgan of the NFL.
Oh, man. God, I hated Joe Morgan. I loved him as a player.
Oh, my God. Like we've said before, Joe Morgan was great as a player, but he knows it all. He knows it all. Oh, man. Same with
Dan I don't know who was doing the expert commentary yesterday in the Oregon-Virginia game, but Virginia's trailing 21-7 in the second quarter, and they've got 4th-and-9 at their own 40, and he's like, I really believe that Virginia needs to go for it here. They can't kick the ball back to Oregon.
and that's one of the 10 – well, he was expressing – one of the Ten Commandments of being a football announcer, that being, thou shalt not admit to not know what you don't know.
Exactly. And always got to be, a contrarian out there.
Got to keep it exciting.
Unless you're Skip Bayless and you have to be a troll.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But... Oh, yeah, then Monday night we all get a special treat for the late game, the Texans at Chargers, we get Chris Berman. Chris Berman.
He makes all the way.
Oh, the Chargers. The lightning bolt.
Yeah, I love that stick, Chris.
Philip Rivers.
God. He sounds like a porn star anymore.
I know he does.
God. You know, sometimes people become caricatures of their of themselves.
Uh-huh. Over the years, yes.
Boy.
Uh-huh.
If that ever happens to me, shut me up. What?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Nothing. Hopefully, Chris will break out the nicknames. Philip Raging Rivers.
Oh, God.
On a bad play, it looked like more like Meandering River. Yeah.
You know what would be awful? This would be the most awful broadcast in history. Chris Berman and Dennis Miller going a football game.
I didn't even want to think about Dennis Miller in his days on Monday Night Football. Other than that awesomely bad fake laugh from Dan Fouts. I had no idea what the hell he was talking about and didn't care.
Well, Dan Fouts didn't care because he probably hung out with Bill Walton prior to the going into the booth. Yeah, whatever.
Cool, man.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, speaking of Dan Fouts, one of my favorite memories growing up, I was a big San Diego Chargers fan.
Oh.
Yeah, love Dan Fouts and Roy Jefferson.
And Kellen Winslow.
He's a little... Oh, my God, I almost said a bad word.
Easy.
And I'll tell you what, Kellen Winslow is right down the road from me today, Jamie.
Yep. Yes, he is.
Athletic director at Central State University. I like the Chargers because they opened it up. Air Coryell.
That's back when the league was all, you know, traditional ground game,
mm-hmm.
I formation, you know, sweep right, sweep left.
Yep.
Pound it between the tackles.
Grittiness.
Yep.
That was back when white people played. That was before the athleticism of the black player.
That's back when Riggins and Larry Zonka could dominate in football.
I do like John Riggins. He's such a mess. I have
team banquet. He's lying on the floor asleep at the team banquet.
Underneath the table.
Snoring.
It didn't get any better than that. I have Larry Zonka's autograph.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Did you get him to autograph your jock?
No, my brother got it for me. One of my dead brothers. You know, I have so many. He got it at a bar in Columbus. My brother was a state senator at the time. And Larry Zonka... He also raises quarter horses, racing horses.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having a meeting, you know, just a friendly meeting. Wasn't lobbying or anything.
No.
And got Larry Zonka's autograph for both me and my brother Marty.
All right, then.
Mm-hmm. Hope the NSA didn't hear that.
No, I'm sure they didn't. Well, the Bengals just tied up the Bears. 7-7.
Oh, really?
Kansas City leads Jacksonville 7-2. That's looking good.
Is that in the sixth inning?
Yeah. And the Saints are getting whipped by the Falcons, as I expected.
Really?
10-0. Yeah. Oh, the Saints suck. Especially on defense. But you know who doesn't suck?
Paul Piatt.
Yeah, that's right.
And Paul Piatt, I didn't know he was a football fan, but he went out and he searched. And he got a good football poem.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Poetry and Such with Paul Piatt.
Gentle and heartfelt greetings to all of you discerning drinkers of the warm and aromatic coffee of life that is IWS Radio. Renowned poet and IWS literary editor, Paul Piatt here, bringing you some of today's finest in the world of poetry, prose, and people. Today, during our journey along the sullied boulevard of words made magical and life's pentameters made iambic, I offer unto you a poem by former New England patriot Aaron Hernandez from his recently released book, Letter from the North Dartmouth Jail. Here is Fourth and Goal to Go. Much like my hands, the game is tied. I go in motion and line up inside. The ball is snapped. The dance begins. In hopes of scoring, in hopes of a win. I hit my man and then run my route. The roaring crescendos and cheers and in shouts. As the last seconds tick off, the final gun blasts. In the back of the end zone, I wait for the pass. In a tight spiral of glory, the pigskin whizzes past all and hits me dead in the hands, but I drop the ball. Today I'm not a hero. Today I'm a bust. No lucky break for my hands, nor magic angel dust. Fourth and Goal to Go by Aaron Hernandez. And for now, as I travel the road less traveled, Paul Piatt.
You're listening to I'm With Stupid on the BTR Network.
Yeah.
He's
deep and touching.
Spot.
Yeah, but brilliant, as always.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Paul Piatt.
Yeah.
And this is interesting.
What's that?
I mentioned Kansas City leading the Jaguars 7-2.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Jets lead the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2-0. And the Pittsburgh Steelers lead the Tennessee Titans 2-0.
When has that ever happened before?
It's a wild and wacky league.
It is.
Yeah. But you know what you have to have with football?
What's that?
Food.
Oh, God, yes.
What do Matt Mann and the Schmoopster have lined up for some food action this afternoon?
Well, Jay, we're going to have Rally's. Rally's hamburgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Rally's hamburgers. Good stuff. Any french fries?
No, because they don't microwave well. See, Jay, man, here's what we do. About 11 o'clock, as I'm still cramming for the show, Schmoop goes, gets the beer, and then she goes to Rally's, and then she gets the hamburgers, and as you know, we like our food reheated. We don't
yes.
like it fresh. We don't like it live.
I could just see you there at the old tailgate, fresh off the grill. Here's your burgers. And you're like, I'll pass.
Exactly.
Here's, I ran through rallies. Do you have a microwave set up?
Uh-huh. So.
Oh, anyway. So if you and Schmoop wanted to open your own restaurant, you could call it the Reheat Cafe.
We could. We could do that.
Get in there and, you know, be open for, you know, lunch and dinner, and get in there in the morning and make everything and put it in big old fridges.
You could place your order in the morning.
Right.
We would
You'll
cook
make it.
And then, yeah.
Put
and
it
then
in the fridge.
Uh-huh.
And when you come in to get it, you guys will microwave it for 2.5 minutes.
You know, J-Man, you may have just stumbled on a perfect business model.
It could be pretty amazing, couldn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'll end up with a Reheat Cafe right next to Guy Fieri's restaurant in Times Square.
Mm-hmm. Or next to Side Dish Debbie's.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, speaking of food.
Yes.
Todd Blackledge, who does color commentary for ESPN, every week at their game, their featured game on Saturday night or whatever, he goes out in the local town, wherever they're playing, wherever they're at, and he does a Todd's Taste of the Town. Because
really?
You know, alliteration is good.
Yeah.
And he hits a little locally owned restaurants and has a good time, and they do a little, you know, a little video thing from there. And he's got a cookbook now from all these places he's visited, places they've given him their recipes, and they put it in there, and it's, you know, for charity. And one of the places he went in Birmingham, Alabama, is a barbecue joint that you can have the burnt ends barbecue tacos.
Ooh.
Think about that for a second.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
And barbecue fajitas.
Oh, my God.
How has nobody ever thought of this before? Or how have I not thought of this before? Brilliant. You take your pulled pork or beef barbecue, including the crispy bits, and I love the burnt-end crispy bits.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah. Throw that in there. Throw your coleslaw in.
Yep.
Put a little extra barbecue sauce, hot or mild, whatever you like, and roll it up in a flour tortilla. Is that not brilliant?
That's awesome. And it's so Mexican-American.
Exactly.
Oh,
you're fusing two of the great things from two great countries.
Exactly. But speaking of which, J-Man, we got a little problem with Iceman, don't we?
Oh, we do.
Yeah, his head got a little big this week, didn't it?
You know, this is what happens when you become an American. You get a little demanding.
Yeah. And people, if you don't know what we're talking about, you know, in the intro we have Mrs. Louise, Mrs. Iceman.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little.
Come on, baby, lock the doors and turn the lights down low.
And as soon as we put her on there, Louise approached me Monday, didn't he, J-Man?
Yes, he did.
And his first question was, did you put a little reverb on her voice? See, we can't have that. We
No,
we
you
control.
Can't make those kinds of demands upon us.
No. You're either with us or against us. You're on the show or you're not. Don't tell us how to portray you.
No, we decide what needs reverb and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm. So, the not even 1 month old American is making demands.
Yeah.
At least he's fitting right in, J-Man.
Yeah, I guess so. God. Yeah, he probably opposes the immigration bill now too.
He probably does. And I swear, when he came up last Monday, I'm still adjusting my cameras.
Keep the riffraff off his property.
Exactly.
But you know, I was thinking, though, since not only is there football going on, but a lot of people are paying close attention to the crisis in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you got Obama is going to be out there giving speeches. He's going to address the nation on Tuesday and Wednesday or Thursday. The Senate's going to vote on a resolution, and the House is going to vote. And you might need a few, some food to, you know, have a little watch party on that, too.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe you could serve up some albasba, which is a chicken and rice with onions, tomatoes, a little nutmeg, a little cumin, a little coriander. Sounds really good to me. In fact, I think I would wrap that in a tortilla. And you could have some dates stuffed with almonds. They love that in Syria.
Well, you know, that's funny that you mentioned that, J-Man. You know what today is?
What?
In addition to Star Trek Day, September 8th is also Date Nut Bread Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that? So you definitely should do that.
Boy, you stumbled upon that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Excellent.
Yeah. Maybe you could have some lamb kebabs.
You could.
I wouldn't, but you could.
Pass.
Yeah. Some Syrian meatballs.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, a little either ground beef or lamb, or if you're Rachel Ray, probably ground turkey.
Yeah.
Cook them up in a tomato herb sauce. Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Stuffed artichoke hearts. That's what I'm talking about right there, boys and girls. Stuffed with ground beef or lamb, or if you're Rachel Ray, ground turkey. A lot of spices in there.
God, speaking of Rachel Ray, Shmoop actually cooked last night. And she made this thing. And it was really good. But she called it a stoop.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Yes, she did. And in spite of that, I enjoyed it.
You overcame the fact that she called it a stoop.
Yeah. I had hives while I was eating it, but it was still good. It was still pretty good.
All right. Good stuff.
Yeah.
With 7 minutes left.
Beverage Depot.
Hey, Billy Boy.
Hello.
You were stupid.
What's up?
Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
Who do I have to choose from?
The NFL teams. That's it. From whom you
the
have
NFC
to choose.
The NFC versus the AFC?
Now, I have no clue who's on which.
Pick a team,
Bill.
Me.
I have no clue.
Oh, come on. Seahawks, right?
Well, if I say the Browns or the Bengals, either one of them would have a snowball chance. So...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There you go.
Go ahead, pick the Seahawks.
Pick the Seahawks, Bill.
Take the what off?
The Seahawks.
Seahawks? Who are they?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Pretty busy today, are you?
Oh, no. Deader in the door now.
Really?
Yeah. Should have brought my gun in. I could have had some target practice. Guess not.
Yeah.
Well, Billy Boy.
Yes.
Just for me, could you say, I hope for Jamie the Seahawks win the Super Bowl this year. Can you do that?
You hope?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I knew it.
I know you want the Jayhawks, or the Seahawks, to win, right?
Close enough.
That's about all I can do. I don't know.
All right. Well, thanks, Bill.
Okay.
Good job, Bill.
Yeah, you guys. Oh, yeah, call me at the end of the day. Well,
you
know that Hooker statement.
Left.
Huh?
You have
yeah, five
hours.
Minutes left. Time to kill. Nobody, everybody's done calling in, so who do you call? You go to the last of the least. The whore on the street.
God, we have some anger going on here.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Good job, Bill.
Give me a subject I can talk about next time.
All right.
Good thing.
Now, I don't know what it is, but we'll see.
Oh, my God. All right. Thanks, Bill.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too.
Man. I've got the... But real quick here, as we're inside of 4 minutes, I'm going to take the Broncos and the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy, I hate you, because I was too.
Yeah, well, I can take
No,
I was just going to say, my hate Super Bowl is Atlanta versus the Patriots. So, there's that.
Atlanta will never make it.
Hope not.
Bengals, Niners.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll even go out this far, Jay. Bengals, Seahawks.
Okay.
Wouldn't
there
that
go.
Be the most super, most boring Super Bowl in the world? Bengals. Television networks everywhere would be pissed.
Yeah. It'd be a great matchup.
Yeah.
I love how everybody is picking the Bengals, and everybody's pretending that they're the only ones picking the Bengals to have a big season this year.
No, and
it's like a nonstop parade of experts talking about how good the Bengals are going to be, and then one guy goes, you know, and I don't know if anybody's looked at this, but I really think the Bengals are going to be good.
They're going to be good.
I know, but, I mean, everybody's picking them. And everybody's acting like they're the only one.
They really should.
Drives me crazy. Yeah, I know. Oh, I know, because it's always a jinx.
So, J-Man, here's who really should win the Super Bowl. And we can end the show with this song.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Jamie, for calling
in.
Thanks,
Jamie. Talk to you guys.
Like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, always in control. And when you say the Oilers, you're talking Super Bowl, 'cause we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one. Yes, we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one. Houston Oilers number one.
Boys, we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers, number 1, 5, 7, 8. We're the best from the Lone Star State. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers, number 1. 'Cause we're the Houston Oilers. Houston.